All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Today is Daf Samech Aleph, last Daf in Maseches Bechoros. We are picking up in Yerutz Hashem on the bottom of Samech Aleph, base 60B, and we are picking up 2, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom. My Rebbe. Bosei, our Shir this morning is dedicated. Our Shir this week is dedicated by Heli and Eli Kagan in honor of the Daf Magide Shir. Moshe Abramson will make it possible to learn the Daf remotely. Yeshkoyach to the Kagans, and I thank you for the sponsorship. We have a Talmud Torah sponsorship for the month of Sivan, anonymous sponsorship in honor of the members of the shul for all of their warmth. Beautiful. Well, so with that, let's continue. My Rebbe, so if you remember again, so we were speaking about yesterday, Maaser Behema, like we've been speaking about over the last number of days. So as I remember again, the Gemara is working with the principle that Halacha L'maisa, the Asiri, the 10th animal, is Kadosh in and of itself, right? Even if there's not an active designation, even if a person does not name it, ultimately, again, as long as the Lashon of the Mishnah was, as long as Shem HaAsiri Lo Ne'echar Mimkomo, as long as the identity of the 10th animal was not uprooted from his place, which sounds like as long as you did not do something active to uproot and remove the number 10 identity, the number 10 identity remains in place. One of the examples of uprooting the number 10 identity, I both say would be how, would be by calling number 10 animal 11. If you call 10 11, ultimately, again, that would be an uprooting. So apparently, what the Gemara said yesterday was, with the exception of the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe was of the opinion that halacha l'maisa, if you call the number 10 animal 11, that is not an akira, that is not an uprooting of the identity. To which the Gemara says, my Rebbe, what is this opinion of Rebbe, who holds that if you call the, and first of all, it sounds totally counterintuitive. Of course, if you call it 11, you are uprooting the number 10 identity. So what does it mean when the Gemara says that it's not? My Rebbe, Disanya, here we go. Karla Asiri Achadasa. Both say if you called the 10th animal 11, Ula Achadasar Asiri, and you called the 11th animal number 10, Ein Achad Asar Kaddish. Ultimately, again, number 11 is not Kaddish. Divrei Rebbe. These are the words of Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda says, Achad Asar Kaddish. Rabbi Huda Rabbi Yossi says, no, 11 is Kaddish in this case. Why, and Rabbi Yossi, when we say 11 is Kaddish as what? As what? As Ishlamim, right? So Rabbi Yossi, so ultimately again, why? What's the pshat? Because Klal Omer Rebbe calls Man Shelo Ne'akar Shem Asiri Himeno Ein Achad Asar Kaddish. Because Rabbi Yossi Rebbe is of the opinion that Halacha L'maisa, as long as the number 10 identity was not uprooted, then number 11 does not become Kaddish. Well, so remember again, this we explained this in greater depth yesterday. This is because once number 10 is Kaddish as Maaser Behema, then I'm going to say what effectively occurs? The process is shut down, right? There's nothing more to talk about. Once you have Maaser Behema, that's it. So the Gemara says, Ein HaKaddish Ar Kaddish. So we'll say to which the Gemara adds in over here the words, Vahalo, Vahalo Ne'ekar. So we'll say, what are you talking about? Remember again, what's the case that the Gemara just quoted? What's the case of Osai? You called number 10, 11, and 11, 10. So Rebbe says, in this case, 11 is not Kaddish. Why not? Because you did not uproot the number 10 identity. To which the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Of course you uprooted the number 10 identity. You called number 10, number 11. So I'll say, this is actually incredible. To which Rebbe says something absolutely amazing. Amar Rava, Hachamai Askinon, what's the case here? Kigon de'islei behemos tuva. We'll say the case that Rebbe's commenting on is where I have a lot of animals. Da'aminon chad isura ka'amar. That I will say, in this case over here, what Rebbe says is as follows. That in a case where I have a lot of animals, and I called number 10, Achadasar, right, which we're translating as 11, Rebbe understands that word to mean something different. Achadasar doesn't mean 11. What does it mean? Ad kan chad isura. Up until here is one tithing cohort. Right? Up until here, up until animal number 10, is one tithing cohort. Achad Isura, right? One Isura, one ultimately, again, Meiser cohort. So we'll say an incredible, incredible Chiddush. So he's understanding ultimately, again, that what we thought was 11, now again, this obviously is very much based on the context, and obviously only works in a situation where there are many animals in the flock, where ultimately, again, this person is pulling off one out of every 10. In that case, if you called number 10 11, according to Rebbe, I will say, this is, remember, this is Rebbe's solitary opinion. Everyone else disagrees with this. But Allah Lamaisa, Rebbe will say that 11 doesn't mean 11, but rather Adkan Chadisura, up until here, one Maiser Behema unit. Look at Rashi for just a moment. It's in the second Y line in Rashi. Deis Le Behemas Tuva Laaser. He has many animals to tithe. Therefore, the hashta kimana rishon, kimana asar rishona, the kara ha'asiri achadasar. Therefore, when he counts the first 10, and he calls not what we thought he called number 10, number 11, achadasar ikalamimar, debahachi lo ne'akar shem asir menu. Rebbe will say, the identity of number 10 was not uprooted. Demai achadasar de kamar, because what's the achadasar? Chad isura kamar. Kilomar, ze isur rishon. This is the first unit of Maaser Behema. But we'll say that is the case, ultimately, again, of Rebbe. The Gemara then goes weiter. So we'll say, so it becomes clear, by the way, that the Mishnah doesn't paskin that way, that no one else paskins that way. An incredible chiddush of Rebbe, that is, but again, to be very clear, Rebbe's only holding that way in a case where, for example, Rebbe's only holding that way in a case where there's a larger flock, and therefore you're going to be counting off multiple Maaser Behema cohorts. In that case, if you call number 10, number 11, we don't really see it as you calling it number 11, but rather, Adkan Chad Isura. Beautiful. Yotzu Shnayim Ba'asir Basay. So the Gemara goes back, revisit some of the earlier cases. Yotzu Shnayim Ba'asir. If two animals come out together in the number 10 slot, right? So we'll say, so what's the halach? If you look at Rashi, it's the second to last line in Rashi now. Yatsu shnayim basiri, hainu kigon amar mar ushmaita derava, kamahader, de kamar leel. Yatsu shnayim basiri, karan asiri, so asiri va achadasam uravin zebazem. So we'll say, now remember again. So in this case, I have two animals jumping out together in the number 10 slot. And I call them both asiri. I call them both number 10. So we'll say, remember again. In that number 10 unit, what do I have? I really have 10 and 11 mixed together. Right? They're mixed together. So what we call Kodesh and Chulin Mu'uravin Zebaze. So I will say, so what do I do now with these animals? So we have a three-way machlokes. Tana Chada Yiru. One Tana says you let them graze until they develop a mum, and then you could eat it. Tana Chada Yakrivu. Second opinion says you could offer it up as a carbon. They will say, now what type of carbon in this case? It'll be offered up as a shlamim. Both will be offered up as a shlamim. V'tanya idach yamusu. And the third opinion says they are left to die. Three different opinions. So let's analyze this. Lo kasha. To which the Gemara says, first of all, there's not a contradiction between the braises, but rather, again, three different opinions. Had tanya yiru, the opinion that said let them graze, that's the Rabbanon. Rabbanan Ida Amri, right? Ein Mavin Kachin Lebeis HaPsul. So listen to this. So the opinion that says, ultimately, again, that they should be left to graze, that's the opinion of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan ultimately hold that what? That we do not allow Kachim to become Pasul. To become Pasul. Now, what does that mean? We don't allow Kachim to become Pasul. So remember again, just so we understand, we have two different types of karbanos that are potentially shayach over here. One is shlamim, one is maaser behema. And I both say, interestingly enough, both of these karbanos have the same window of consumption, which is 2 days and one night, right? 2 days and one night in between. The fundamental difference between them is that maaser behema, the meat, could be consumed by a Yisrael. Right? So if I have Maaser Behema, my obligation is to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, it's offered up as a carbon, but the meat is totally consumable by me, by a regular Yisrael. Shlamim, what happens with Shlamim? So Shlamim, again, there's a part that's burned on the Mizbeach, and then the Chazei V'shok, right? Ultimately, again, the chest and thigh is given to the Kohanim. So this is something very interesting. So both say, so now watch this, take a look at the top Rashi on Samech Aleph Amud Aleph. So Rashi says, so Gemara says, Imavian Kashla Bezab Sol. We'll read this back into the Sheet of Rabban in just a moment. She'ilu hayu kravim, Sarech la'ochlam kichomer shivshes. So listen, now watch this. If you were to go ahead and offer up these two animals as a carbon, right? So let's say, I have these two animals mixed together, 10 and 11. I don't know which one is Meister Behema, and I don't know which one is Shlomin. So I'd offer them both up as a carbon. Now, if you're going to offer them both up as a carbon, what kind of carbon do you have to offer them up as? As a Shlomin. Why? Because Shlomin is the more chomer of the two. Therefore, you'd have to offer them both up as a Shlomin. Now, what happens when you do that? Shilu hayu kravim tap Rashi samach aleph medalif. Shilu hayu kravim tzarech la'ochlan ki chomer shebahem tzarech la'harich mehem chazei v'shok. The litin lekohanim, umitoch shakohanim muatin heim, ein nechal ela lekohanim, shemaloyu mitsuyin ochlin laosin chazei v'shok, v'yifsalu belina la'achar shneyam v'layla echad. V'hashta, maybe echad mehem shum maisr labeis apsul, doha maisr vade einu tzarech haramas chazei v'shok lekohanim, ela hakol nechal lechol adam, umitsuyin laochlin harbei, it's actually very interesting. So apparently, there was always a concern when it came to karbanos, which only be consumed by Kohanim, which was what Rabbos said, that there would be leftovers. Because remember again, any time that a karban could be consumed by Kohanim, you always have a limited pool of Kohanim. As opposed to Meister Behemah, Rabbos said, which is what? You'll always find the Yisrael who's willing to eat some meat, right? There's an inexhaustible supply of the rest of us, right, who are always around. But I said, I want to say like this. This is really quite fascinating. There's a concept of Ein Mavi and Kachla Beis Apsul, which is you never want to offer up a carbon in a way which would diminish the window of consumption. So let's play this out over here. 10 and 11 come out at the same time. I call them both Asiri, but in reality they can't both be 10 because there's only one animal that's Meister Behemah, which means there's a number 10, there's a number 11. If I want to resolve this sacrificially, the only way to do that is how? Offer them both up as a Shlamim. The Rabbanim do not like that idea. Why? Because by offering them both up as a Shlamim, you're taking the animal, which is really Meister Behemah, and what are you doing? You're diminishing its ability for consumption, or better stated, you are heightening the possibility that it will be brought to a state of psul because they'll be left over past the prescribed time. Because remember again, if it was offered up as Meister Behemah, although it's the same window of 2 days and one night for consumption, but it can be consumed by anyone, and therefore I know there's not going to be any leftovers. Masha'inkin by Shlamim, even though same window of consumption, 2 days and one night, can only be consumed by Kohanim, and therefore I'm concerned that ultimately there'll be leftovers. The Rabbanan do not want you offering up karbanos in a way which would diminish the normative window of consumption. Therefore, the Rabbanan say in this case, where animals 10 and 11 get mixed up, don't offer as a karban. Rather, what do you do? It's not really mixed up, I will say. Where they come out at the same time and it's not clear which is which, what do you do? Let it graze, ultimately until it develops a mum. Once it develops a mum, it's yours to eat. Tap of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. V'tana, v'hadutani yakrivu. So I will say, who is the opinion who says that you could offer it up? You could offer them up as a shlamim. Rabbi Shimoni, both say, this is Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Shimon say? Da'amar, mevi'in kachin lebeis hapsul. Both say, Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that halacha l'maisa, you can offer up karbanos in a way, even if there's a heightened possibility that there may be leftovers. Rabbi Shimon Abosai is not concerned for this. He's like, again, Rabbi Shimon's going to say, listen, in a case of doubt, this is the only way we have an ability to resolve this sacrificially, and therefore halacha l'maisa, we offer them up. Abosai, so just deeper, ask yourself deeper, what's wrong with the Rabbanan's, resolution over here? This works just fine. Let it graze till it develops. Abosai, remember again, there is always a concern with maintaining sacrificial animals. What's the concern? The concern is, remember again, right? You may come to shear the animal, you may come to work the animal, you may come to accidentally sell the animal. So Rabbi Shimon is like this, listen, I understand that now when I offer up both of these animals as a shlamim, I am diminishing in some way the consumption of one of them, or let me say it differently, I am heightening the possibility of leftover psul from a carbon, I am heightening the possibility of leftovers from one of them, which would then be possible. I recognize that, but it's okay. That's better than going ahead and leaving them both in existence, which heightens the possibility of misuse of one of them. Lastly, Vahadutani Yamusu, and I will say, who is the opinion that says that you let them both die? That's Rabbi Yehuda. But we'll say, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? The Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, Toz Meiser Temura Havya. But we'll say, listen to this. Two prong Shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds that, first of all, Toz Meiser, whenever you go ahead and you make a mistake regarding Meiser Behima, that mistaken animal, so to speak, has the status of Temura. Now, I will say, the truth is, the Rambam Paskins this way as well. We saw this in We alluded to this. The Rambam says this in Perek Ches Halacha Beis Veheich Dinam Hatashi in a Kariv Elenech Abamo Vasima Serva Echer Vacharas Ekushvan. Actually, we'll go through this a little bit later. But I will say this concept of that when you get the animals mixed up, so ultimately, again, the mix-up animal has like the status of a temura. But it's very important. Remember again, what's temura? Simple case, right? Substitution. I have a regular carbon. I decide, you know what? I don't want to offer up animal A. I'm going to offer up instead animal B. So we'll say, so what's the halacha? Animal B. That's called the temura, and there's a penalty. What's the penalty? Vayahu smusar kodesh l'Hashem. Both animals are kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that, like, for example, in this kind of case, where 10 and 11 come out at the same time, and you call them both 10, in reality, you'll both say, if I look at both those animals, what I have is one Meiser Behem animal, and what? And one Temura of Meiser Behem. Now, of course, the challenge in this case is, I don't know which is which. But at least the way we view the animals is, one is Meiser Behem, one is Temura. Now watch this, that's step one. Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, Temura's Meiser, and number two, sorry, Tamar Toz Meiser Temura Savia, and Kasar Yehuda Temuras Meisa Mesa. And Rosh Rabbi is also of the opinion that what do you do with the Temura of Meisa Behemoth? See, both saying, here's what's interesting. See, under normal circumstances, so when there's Temura, no problem, just sacrifice them both. You can't do that by Meisa Behemoth. Why can't you do it? Because as we learned explicitly, by Meisa Behemoth, there's only one. There can only be one Meiser Behema animal. So because of that, the Temura cannot be offered. Because the Temura cannot be offered, therefore what? Therefore you have to let both animals die. See, Rabosai, no one else really has this problem because they're holding that in the case, ultimately, where 10 and 11 are mixed together, they're not looking at 11 as a Temura. What are they looking at 11 as? As a shlamim. So once it's a shlamim, I have a lot more maneuverability and flexibility. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, no, it's a temura. Well, once it's a temura, you can't offer it up, and therefore, again, the only resolution here is to let it die. So we'll say, so now, before we go on, now we're going to send the three shitas. The Rabbanon say, let both animals graze. Let both animals, 10 and 11, graze, develop some mum, you'll eat it. Why not? Why do you do it like that? In mevin kachon beis apsul. Because you can't offer them both up as a shlamim, because then you're limiting the consumption ultimately of the meiser behema animal. That Rabbi Shimon says, mevin kachon beis apsul. No, it's okay. Offer them both up as a shlamim, not a problem. Better to offer them both up as a shlamim and diminish consumption than run the risk of leaving them around. Rabbi Yehuda, let them both die. What's the logic? Number 11 is a temura for number 10, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that a temura is left to die. Temura of meiser behema, not temura in other cases. Just Temura of Meiser Behema is left to die. Good. Says the Gemara, is that true? The Kasar Rabbi Yehuda, Temura's Meiser Mesa. What's that? Is that true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Halacha the Mesa, the Temura of Meiser Behema animal is left to die? V'hatnan, we learned, Amru Mishum Rabbi Meir, they said in the name of Rabbi Meir the following, Ilo Haya Temura, Lo Haya Krav. But remember again, this is going back to the discussion in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Meir said, if it was true that it was really a temura, it would not be offered at all. Michlad Rabbi Yehuda Savarkrav. But say that sounds like, according to that exchange, that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that halacha lemaisa, temuras maiser, can be offered up. Vichi tema Rabbi Meir lemai desfira leikamar. Maybe I'll say Rabbi Meir is not really talking in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, but he's discussing from his own perspective. Vatanya, we learned, Ein bein achadasar l'shlamim. Yet we learned in our brisa, there is no distinction between the 11th animal and a shlamim animal. Ela shezu osek yidusha likarev. Except that Rabbi say a shlamim, if it is substituted for another animal, can create a temura that is capable of being offered up on the mizbeach. V'ze ein osek yidusha likarev. But yet, animal number 10, Maaser Behema, does not have the ability, it has the ability to make a tmura, but that tmura, what? Cannot be offered up on the in the Beis HaMikdash. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Ein bin achad asar shekaru maaser l'shlam da'alma. It's right across in Rashi. Ela shezeh osa tmura likarev. Shashlamim osim tmura. If, right, a shlamim could affect tmura. Utmura san kareva. And I'm about to say, you can offer up the tamura of a shlamim. V'tamura san kreva, aval achadasar, ein oset tamura likarev. I'm about to say, the 11th animal does not have the ability to create a tamura situation that would allow it to be offered up. The Sarav Yehuda, the Taos Meiser, havye tamura, vein tamura, oset tamura. Because the Sarav Yehuda is of the logic that what? Number 11 is already a tamura, and one tamura cannot affect another tamura. To which the Gemara says, Kadosh likarev hudalo, Kadosh likarev hudalo avid ha'ihu kufa karev. I want to say what it sounds like is what? Number 11 would not be powerful enough to be able to make another tamura animal, right? But ultimately, again, number 11 itself would be able to be offered. I suppose it sounds like, according to Rabbi Huda, that what? You can offer up animal number 11. Vod, furthermore, vod desanyo, imin habakar, the rabbos achadas are the shlamim. Rabbos say, based on the pasuk of Imin Abakar, ultimately that comes to include what? Even number 11 to be offered up as a shlamim. Yachol shani mar be'afatashi. You might have thought that I could even include number 9 as a shlamim. Amrit. Rabbos say, to that I will say, v'chi hekdish lefan of makadish o la'achar makadish. Rabbos say, if you're going to understand that number 11 is offered up as a tamura, right, it's offered up as a tamura, but it's offered up ultimately as a shlamim for the tamura for the Maaser Behema. When does tamura occur? Only after the initial or original item is kadosh. Now, we're going to say, so if before the original item is kadosh, you can't create tamura. So the Gemara says, v'chi hegdish l'fana mekadesh o la'achar mekadesh. We'll say, does something consecrated make something tamura before it or after it? Obviously, we'll say, it's only after it. In other words, you can only have tamura if the initial item is first kadosh. If the initial item is not first kadosh, you can't create tamura. Havi omer la'achar of mekadesh. Ultimately, again, I would say only that which comes after it has the ability to become kadosh. But I will say, but the point over here is that what? We just said before, that Rabbi Yehuda was the author of the braisa who said that when 10 and 11 come out together, and you call them both 10, that Rabbi Yehuda paskins that what? That Allah chalamaisa, we let them both die. What's the logic there? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that number 11 is a tamura for number 10, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that a tamura itself is left to die. Now, we'll say, why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, a tamura of Maaser Behema cannot be offered up as a shlamim. To which the Gemara has essentially shown that's not true. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda would hold that halacha lemaisa, number 10 could be offered up, number 11 could be offered up as a shlamim, even if it is a tamura. To which the Gemara says, Stam Sif Ramani, we'll say, is Stam Sif, whose opinion does it reflect? Rabbi Yehuda, Vikatani min habakar the rabbos achad asar l'shlamim. So we'll say again, the Stam Sifra reflects Rabbi Yehuda's view, and it seems to explicitly say that the drasha min habakar says that you could offer up an 11th animal as a shlamim. So we'll say, if that's the case, then who is the author ultimately of the braisa? So that says that in this case of 10 and 11 coming out together, being called number 10, that Allah chalamais, you let both animals die. Ela, Tirgama, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Abba, Kameid, Rabbi Yochanan, B'maiser Bizman Hazeh Askinan. Wow, I will say a very interesting statement. What is this Bryce referring to? When the Bryce is said that we let both animals die, that's talking about Maaser Bizman Hazeh. I will say we learned about Maaser Bizman Hazeh back on Daf Nun Gimel, because although, again, remember, the Mishnah said that Halacha LaMaisa, Maaser Behema applies Bein Bifnei HaBayis, Right? Remember again, taking Maaser Behema is not dependent ultimately again on the presence of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? You have an obligation to Maaser even if there's no Beis HaMikdash. But there's a problem. What's the problem? What to do with it? So I say separating it, designating it is not the problem. The problem is then if you do that, you are going to be left responsible for a consecrated sacrificial animal, and you have to make sure ultimately, again, not to misuse it or to take care of it ultimately until Mashiach, well, until the animal dies, right? Until Mashiach comes, the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. So watch this. So the Gemara says, Ma'aser is on a zaskinon umishum takala. It will say when the Braisa said that in this case, when 10 and 11 get mixed up together, right, ultimately we let them both die, that's referring to Ma'aser b'zman hazeh, where there is no Beis HaMikdash, where the halacha is we let the animals die. We let the animals die so that there shouldn't be any kind, they should not present any kind of stumbling block. If that's the case, says the Gemara, Ihachi, Ma'ir Yitrei, Afilu Chad Nami Lo. So Afilu Chad Nami. We'll say ultimately again, if that's the case, then why are you setting this up as a case of 10 and 11 that got mixed up? We'll say, this would be true even in a case of what? Definitive number 10. Right? We'll say, even if you actively went ahead and separated animal number 10, there is no ambiguity. I know that it's Maaser Behema. If you did that with Maaser Bizman Hazeh, the animal is left to die. To which the Gemara says, Lomi Bai Kamar. Lomi Bai Chad Deles Le Pseida. So we'll say the Gemara is saying Lomi Bai. Lomi Bai means it goes without saying. It goes without saying that if you did this with one animal, or as I separate out Maaser Behema, I have a definitive tenth. Everyone agrees that what? You leave that animal to die. You just leave it to die, right? You don't do anything with it. However, Aval Trey, Kevan de Nefishi Pseida, Lishinu Adinipo Be Muma Velechlinu. But I might have thought that what? I might have thought that halacha lemaisa, and you're dealing with two. So maybe halacha lemaisa what? I'm not going to cause a person such a loss, to cause a loss on two animals, to just let them die. Kamash malon, that is according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is not the case. Kamash malon, that halacha lemaisa, we would let them both die in order to remove any type of takal, in order to remove any type of stumbling block. So we'll say, so just two pieces of halacha. Number one, in this case over here where 10 and 11 come out together and you call them both 10, we actually paskin like the Rabbanon, which is that both animals are, Rama paskin like the Rabbanon, that ultimately, again, both animals are left to graze until they develop a mum, and then halacha l'maisa both become permitted for regular consumption. In terms of Maaser Bizman Hazeh, so we'll say again, like I said, we covered this back on Daf Nun Gimel, so for that, we'll say the Rambam paskins as follows. This is actually an incredible Rambam. This is in Perek Vav, Halacha Beis. Maaser Behema Noig Bechulin, Avalo Mokdoshin, V'noig Ba'aretz, U'Bechutzo La'aretz, Befnei Habayis, V'shelo Befnei Habayis. So we'll say, isn't this incredible? Maaser Behema applies everywhere and all the time, right? It implies, again, in Eretz Yisrael, right? Beis HaMikdash, not Beis HaMikdash, in Eretz Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael. So what about today? Watch this. Aval Chachamim, Asru La'aser Behema Zman Hazeh. The rabbis usered you from doing Maaser Behema today, right? It is contemporarily usered to do Maaser Behema. Vitakinu she'in ma'asrin ela b'fnei abayis, right? And Chazal legislated that ultimately, again, we will not do Maaser Behema once again until the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Gzeira shema yochluhu tamim. Out of a concern that what's going to happen, Avos, say somebody's going to do Maaser Behema, then what? They're going to end up eating the animal. Then Avos say, what happens if you eat Maaser Behema outside of the Beis HaMikdash? The nimtza ba lide iser kares. Shushchitas kodshim bachutz. So we'll say, here's the problem, right? Ultimately, again, if you end up separating out Maaser Behema and you end up just eating it without a mum, that is eating sacrificial animal outside of the precincts of the Beis HaMikdash, which is an iser kares. If you went ahead and you did separate him, avar v'iser bezman hazeh, if you went against the words of Chazal and did Maaser Behema today, harei ze Maaser v'yochal b'mumo. In that case, the designation is absolutely valid. But halacha l'maaseh, you have to wait for the animal to develop a mum, and then you can eat it. So we'll say, this is really amazing on a number of levels. So first of all, it's important to understand, we often think that because Maaser Behema is of a sacrificial nature, it only applies bizman hamikdash. It's not true. Maaser Behema absolutely unequivocally applies today. Chazal said you're not allowed to do it. How could Chazal come along and tell me not to do a biblical mitzvah? Because remember again, Chazal have the ability to tell you not to do even a biblical obligation, b'shev v'al ta'aseh. Chazal have the right to tell me to be, passive. To be passive, right? To not, Chazal can't tell me to eat chametz on Pesach, right? They can't tell me to violate Shabbos. They can't tell me not to do something positive and dynamic if it serves some type of greater good. So they can be mevatel and asay. There's an asay ultimately to be to tie your animals. Chazal said, "Don't do it. Don't do it." Why? Very simply, we don't want people eating kachim b'chutz. So therefore, again, they made that cost benefit analysis. Better not to have people in possession of sacrificial animals. So again, halacha lemaisa, it applies today. Halacha lemaisa, we don't do it today. But if after learning Bechoros, you think that you're the Gadol Hadar and Bechoros and you want to go and get yourself a flock and be ma'aser an animal, understand that it works, and then ultimately, again, you can't eat it until it develops a mum. And that's also going back. That's how we paskin. Once it develops a mum, whether that's one animal, whether that's like 10 or 11 over here, once it develops a mum, it's fit for normative consumption outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Beautiful. Bose, let's finish. Itmar, here we go. Bose, last sugya. Ha'omer l'shlucho. Ha'omer l'shlucho, Bose. Just, you have to savor this a little bit, because like, you know, there are certain mesechtas that you know you'll see again in Mirtz Hashem over the next little while. So I was like, because you know, the truth is, Chazar, things like that, a lot of times the kachshim mesechtas you see when you're going through Daf Yomi, right? But not necessarily, people don't always have a Chazara Seder in Bechoros and the kachshim mesechtas. Not everybody, I'm saying some people do. Right? So just appreciate, like, sometimes, you know, when you're going to say goodbye to a good friend, you're not going to see them, you might not see them for a little while. Yeah, you might not see Mechoros for a little while. Halavai, it won't be 7.5 years, but I'm here at Sashem, and I might not see it for a little bit, because I'm going to be getting involved in other mesechtas. So just savor it. Itmar, ha'omer l'shlucho, say va'aser alai. Let's listen to this last case. I say to my friend, do me a favor, take care of my Maaser Behema for me. Right? Take care of my Maaser Behema. Again, tithe my flock for me. Now we'll say, what happens? This is great. So the Gemara says, Rapabi Mishaydi Rava Amar, Karla Tishi Yasiri Kaddish. Ula Chada Sarasiri, Eina Kaddish. He'll say, now what happens? The Shliach makes a mistake. He messes up in the count. And what does he do? He calls the ninth animal 10, and the 10th animal, right? Excuse me, he calls the ninth animal 10, Ula'achad Asar Asiri, and the 11th animal 10. Right? He calls 9, 10, and 11, 10. So he says, what's that halacha? So Rav Papi says, that ultimately again, if he called the Asiri, Tishi Asiri Kaddish, the ninth, number 10, it's Kaddish, but if he calls the 11th 10, it's not Kaddish. Look at Rashi, Karla Tishi Asiri Kaddish, Delo Mafsid Leklal, because we'll say, what happens when you call number 9, 10? What happens? Essentially nothing, except you can't eat number 9 until it develops a mum. So Rav Papi says in the name of Rabbah, when the Shaliach calls number 9, 10, he hasn't caused me any kind of loss. Right? He hasn't caused me a loss. He gave me a little bit of a headache, because now I can't eat number 9 until it develops a mum, but he hasn't caused me a loss. But if he calls number 11, 10, he has caused me a loss. We'll say, what's the loss? Shlamim. If you call 11, 10, that becomes worse. And I was taken what is a mundane, a chulin animal, is made into a carbon. So we'll say, therefore, a puppy says like this. In general, everybody's going to agree that halacha lemaisa, when I appoint a shaliach, that shaliach is not empowered to do anything to my detriment. Right? He's empowered to only do things to my benefit, not to my detriment. Therefore, a puppy says like this. I appoint Reuven. Reuven, go take my Maaser Behema. Go take my Maaser Behema. Right? Reuven says, sure, no problem. He goes in and he calls animal number 9, 10, and number 11, 10. What he did to number 9 works. Why? Because it didn't really cause me a detriment. It just caused me a headache. A little bit of a headache. Right now, I can't eat number 9 until it develops a mum. But what he did vis-a-vis number 11 is totally does not work. Why? Because halacha lemaisa, he created a shlamim situation for me, and he is not in power to do so. Rav Papa says, afilu karale tishi asiri eino kadosh. Rav Papa, on the other hand, says, and we'll say that's what? That halacha lamaisa, even if he went ahead and he called number 9, number 10, it doesn't work. Why? D'amarlei litakuni shadaticha velo la'avusi. Because I could always tell the shaliach, shaliach, I only sent you to help me. I did not send you, I did not empower you to do anything detrimental. We'll say anything detrimental even means what? Even calling number 9, number 10. Because now you did give me a headache. What's the headache? What's the headache? I can't eat number 9 until it develops a mum. That's not the scope of your shlichus. The scope of your shlichus is to benefit me, ultimately, again, not to in any way disadvantage me. So even if you call number 9, 10, still the shlichus is null and void. So the Gemara says, really, is that so? We have other examples of where a shaliach is empowered even to do something detrimental. So why is this different than the following? If a person says to a shaliach, say the tarum, do me a favor, go out and tithe my produce. Right? Take truma semesis from my produce. And what happens? Take truma from my produce. And what happens? Tarum kedas palabais. We'll say this is actually very interesting. So if I tell a shaliach, go out and tithe my produce, there's only one issue, which is what? I don't tell him how much. I will say, now remember again, for truma, there are different shiurim. There's no set shiur. Essentially, what is like this. If you're generous, a person will give a 40th. If you're benoni, a person will give a 50th. And if you're stingy, a person will give a 60th. I tell my shaliach to go out and tithe on my behalf. But what? I never tell him how much to tithe. So the shaliach has the right to go ahead and what we say, tarim kedas palabayis. Ruvein knows me. He knows my tzedakah spending habits. And so he tithes accordingly. But if Ruvain does not know my normal tithing tzedakah habits, Torim bebeinonis echad mechamishim. So again, if you don't know the tithing habits of the mishalech, of the principal, you tithe at 1/5. You tithe at 1/5. Right? So we tithe at 1/5. Piches asara o hosef asara. But if at the end of the day you added on a tenth, or you took away a tenth, then truma so truma. So we'll say as much as the shaliach is supposed to do what? Midas benonis, if he ended up doing a 40th or a 60th, that will work as well. So we'll say, what do you see from here? So now I go ahead, I ask Reuven to take my sir on my behalf. I normally give what? We'll say, I'm a guy who normally gives a 50th. Reuven went and gave a 40th. So listen, Shkoyach, thank you for being so generous with my checkbook, right? But I didn't ask you to do that. Yet what? Yet what's that locha? It works. So I'll say, what do you see from here? You see from here that when the shaliach does something, even if it's quote-unquote financially detrimental to me, the shlichus works. So too, again, is the kashan Rav Papa. When the shaliach shows up for Maaser Behema and he calls number 9, 10, as much as he's causing me a headache and now I can't eat number 9 until it develops a mum, ultimately, again, what should be the halacha? It should work. To which the Gemara says the cases aren't comparable. Amri Hassam, Kevan the Ika Detarim Ba'ain Yafe, the Ika Detarim Ba'ain Ra, Amar Lahachi Amaraticha. We'll say here's the difference. In the case of the Truma, see, we'll say as long as the Shaliach is tithing in the realm of that which is acceptable, right? In the normative range, which is 1/40th, anywhere between 1/40th and 1/60th. Ultimately, the shaliach could always claim that, what? I'm sorry, I made a mistake about your spending habits. But I'm within the normative range. Because he's within the normative range, therefore what? The truma designation will work. Hacha ta'usihi. It will say here in the case of declaring animal number 9, 10, that is a ta'us. That is a fundamental error. And where there is a ta'us, amar le'amar lo'iboy l'cha l'miti. The mishaliach, the principal, could always say to the shaliach, I did not appoint you to make any kind of mistakes. I appointed you ultimately to go ahead and take care of my Maaser Behema, not to make mistakes. Therefore, if you end up making mistakes, halacha lemaisa, the shalichos is null and void. And I will say, this is indeed how the Rambam paskins. The Rambam says this in Perek Ches halacha beis. The Rambam says as follows. If a person makes a shaliach to tithe his animals on his behalf, v'ta bein tishi bein achadasar Ein miskadish ela ha'asiri avadai. Jose, the shliach makes any mistake. He calls number 9, number 10. He calls number 11, number 10. Those designations are meaningless. Shelo aso shaliach litos ulahafsid ela kadish karka. As Jose, I could say, I only appointed you as a shaliach to sanctify the correct animal, not to make any mistakes. So it's a fundamental distinction between meiser behema and regular meiser. In meiser, if it turns out that the shaliach tithed not in accordance with the wishes of the mishaliach, assuming that the mishaliach did not articulate his particular percentage of meiser, as long as the shaliach tithed within the acceptable range, the meiser works. On the flip side, if the shaliach makes a mistake, mamish, he calls animal number 9, number 10, number 11, number 10, in that case, the shlichos is void vis-a-vis those items, because the mishach, the principal, has the right to say, letakuni shedarticha velo la'avusi, I only sent you to benefit me, not to put me at a detriment. Hadrun Allah, meiser behima, uslik Allah, meseches b'chor. So we'll say, mazel tov. Emir Hashem, tomorrow, we begin meseches erachin. Shkoyach.